promises to launch a communist revolution. We promise to stand in their way. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Not in my country. Nope. Not going to be getting any communism in this country. Not on our watch here at Infowars. Welcome into the War Room. I am your host, Owen Schroyer. Roger Stone joins us in mere minutes. Wow. Okay. Loaded show for you today. I don't really know how to explain this. Alex doesn't like doing radio teases. You know what? I like teasing the audience every once in a while. So I'll just give you a tease. A story that is already out there that you may or may not already know is out there, to me, has now been confirmed by liberal media outlets that are reporting on it with a negative angle, but they're missing the story. Well, I've got the story, and I'm going to have that for you in the second hour today. Roger Stone will be hosting the first hour. I'm sure he's loaded for bear. I'm not sure if he wants to take more calls or break more news. All kinds of video clips, all kinds of news. I mean, a stacked deck of news here today. One thing is certain. The deep state and the globalists and the DC establishment hate Donald Trump, and they want to remove Donald Trump from office. Now, what led to Trump's change of tune and stance and action in Syria? Well, we can only imagine. Some of us have hope that it was a 6D chess move and just took out Syrian rebel bases and not the bases that Trump claimed he took out. Of course, Trump has pretty much lied about the whole thing. He said that the strikes were successful. Most of the missiles got shot down. He said that Assad gassed his own people. That's absurd. We've got more video clips, more news stories today of people saying that that's not true. Formal naval chief, Syria chemical attack could be propaganda. Well, absolutely. Retired senior naval officer Lord Alan West has questioned whether the chemical attack in Syria was the work of President Assad's troops. I quote, "We need unequivocal proof that this attack was done by Assad's forces. I'm not at all convinced that, at the moment." And you just had the investigative crews go in there to the strike site of the chemical weapons attack today to investigate that. We'll see what reports come out from that. It could turn out to be the rebels again, just like every other time. And then, of course, Rand Paul again warning about the false flag attack and others. And so then people want to ask me, Owen, do you still support Trump? Why were you so upset with Trump? I have a fundamental, I don't know what you want to call it. Call it a vice. Anyone who lies to me, whether it's President Obama, President Bush, or President Trump, I'm not going to be happy about it, and I'm going to tell you the truth. So if Trump says Assad attacked his own people in Syria and that's not true, I'm going to say shame on you, Trump, for lying. He's lying. This is a false flag. That doesn't mean I hate Trump. That doesn't mean I'm off the Trump train. And then I say something where I just make a point to show the lunatic mindset of the liberals right now that say Trump is not their president. I say, okay, so I'm just going to go down the logic of a liberal and say, well, because I don't like the attacks in Syria, those aren't my attacks. And he's not my president when he does that. When he saves the economy and the jobs growth and manufacturing and the low taxes and everything coming back, that's my president. When he strikes in Syria, that's not my president. Of course, that's insane. That's not how that works. But that was a liberal logic troll that I did. So, like I said, what do we know? The deep state, the globalists, the DC establishment hates Donald Trump. They want him removed from office. He's the biggest threat to them. Right behind Donald Trump is InfoWars and everything we do here. Roger Stone joins us on the other side. Phone lines will be open for Roger. So give us a call, and Roger will be taking your calls on the other side. This is the War Room. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Roger Stone, here with my colleague Owen Schroyer, and you're in Freedom Command Central. I'm joining you today from sunny South Florida, having decamped from the New York Bureau of the InfoWars. I want to remind you, if you are a New York area info warrior, that there's an important protest today at 6:30 p.m., in Union Square Park in Manhattan, outside the Barnes & Noble, where we are going to greet Lion Jim Comey, who's in town to sign his new fictional book, which is available at the Barnes & Noble store. So, patriots, join us today, 6:30 this afternoon, for a peaceful, nonviolent protest of Lion Jim Comey and his continuing trail of lies. We're going to be taking your calls today. That number, 1-888-201-2244. Again, 1-888-201-2244. A call for me, Roger Stone, or for Owen Schroyer. We welcome your input. We love the dialogue with the info warriors. We think it's an important part of what we do here at the War Room. So please feel free to call in with your two cents. Let's go to the phones now if we can. Owen, can you help direct the traffic here?
Absolutely, Roger. But before I do go to the phone lines, I just got to say that checkered tie. Really digging it today, Roger. Really digging it.
I appreciate that. Coming from a man whose tie and whose pocket square are perfectly coordinated today, it's a high compliment. Many thanks.
Well, thank you. And revealing the suspenders, too, after coming off the Jones Show. A big move. All right, let's go out to the phone lines indeed. Your calls for Roger Stone or myself. Let's go to Chris in Florida as well. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, hey. Good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
We're great.
I'm excited to talk to Roger. I'm a big fan of yours, Roger. I love you a lot. Love that you're on the live stream. You're looking good with those suspenders, sir.
Thank you. It's kind of the Larry King look, but I wanted to change it up from the Alex Jones Show.
You look a lot better than Larry King, sir. You look a whole lot better than Larry King.
Well, I'm at least 30 years younger, I think, but go ahead.
Yeah, it is actually. Wow, you look great. You really look good.
Well, you are a fan, so go ahead with your question.
Yeah, my name's the Fat Master. I'm kind of a well-known figure, and I like to watch these radio shows, and I find the most handsome hosts, and I like to, I guess, batch off to them.
Well, that's very interesting. Do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, my question is, have you ever heard of Jim Lockwood and the Lock Gang?
I cannot say that I have.
Chris, did you want to talk about South Korea and North Korea like it says on the board here, or are you just calling in for a good time?
I am having a good time jacking off, yeah.
All right. Well, that's
okay.
You very,
yeah, you know what? Go ahead and dump that too. Let's go ahead and dump that, please. Yeah, thank you very much. Hey,
I know I have a lot of fans, but this is a family show. So thank you very much for your call. Let's go to our next caller.
All right, let's try Justin in Arizona. Hopefully less boozed up than the last caller. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Owen, what's going on, man? First-time caller. I've been a listener of the show for a very long time. I just wanted to, you know, I was a little disappointed with everybody else when it came down to the whole Syria thing. And, you know, I just don't know what we are going to what the next move is, I guess you could say, for that. I was a little disappointed knowing that Trump knew basically that it was not Assad. I think it's just completely crazy that he would actually blast Assad on those fronts, because I think him and Russia, they just want ISIS out of their country. So I think it's very disappointing in that aspect, but he's done a lot of good things for our country, so I still respect him and I'm still with him on that front. So,
well, that position is very similar to my position, other than to say, in all honesty, it's not clear yet what the president does know. I know that he has great institutional respect and reverence for our military, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. We've had previous presidents like Bill Clinton who had nothing but disdain for our fighting men and women. That said, I think the president gives them an expectation of integrity and honesty that is probably not accurate. Unfortunately, our military was heavily politicized in the 8 years of Barack Obama. If you were a military officer and you had leftist globalist views, you were promoted up the ranks. If you were suspected of being a conservative or pro-Republican, you were quietly retired. Our military, like our intelligence agencies, like the CIA, like the FBI, has now become politicized. And therefore, they're giving the president reports that are meant to elicit a response, but are not necessarily based in fact. My question is, how many times can they pull off the same exact dirty trick? We did this whole Assad gassed his own people, Mr. President, thing months ago. It wasn't true then. It's most likely not true now. Now, the president is a family man, and he's a father. And when they show him pictures of gassed children in Syria and say, oh, Mr. President, look at this horrible thing that Assad did. Of course he is moved. But we don't know what he really knows. And we don't know if these more recent strikes end up being more of a political statement than they do a military tactic. Will they have any impact whatsoever on the outcome and the results or the situation on the ground in Syria? We don't yet know. We do know this. The last time we bombed the Syrian airbase, it was operational within 24 hours. The impact was non-existent. It did make a political statement in the sense that it sent the North Koreans and the Iranians a message, don't cross this president. He's not Barack Obama. He will not let you dance over the line he drew in the sand and do nothing. And that is important and does have a value. So thank you very much for your call.
You know, I want to expand on that topic real quick with you, Roger, and I want to ask you from your political experience. You know, obviously you've been involved with politics, and of course the media goes hand in hand with that, you know, since you were about 20 years old and you first started working with Reagan and Nixon, etc. Have you ever seen, while you've been involved in politics, liberal media be so pro-war? I mean, it used to be that you could tune into liberal outlets and they would be more along the lines of anti-war, stop foreign interventions. But here today, I think part of the frustration that Justin was talking about is that you can only go to a handful of outlets that are against this war, against foreign expansions. You were obviously on with Savage yesterday, one of the other voices in the wilderness, along with us at InfoWars. What's going on right now with the liberal aspect of American politics no longer being the peacenicks that are trying to stop more foreign interventions.
Well, but I think, Owen, that it's really a transformation in the elite leadership. In other words, if you examine all the enormous support that Bernie Sanders got, if you examine all of the enormous public support that Donald Trump got, I still believe there's an anti-war majority in the country. But the leaders of the Democratic Party, the established leaders of the left, they're no longer anti-war, just like they are no longer pro-civil liberties. You want to go spy on Donald Trump? Absolutely. Help yourself. The hell with the Constitution. It's the same thing. I still believe at the grassroots, however, there is an absolute anti-war majority, and they are skeptical about this move in Syria.
All right, Roger Stone is with us here on the War Room. We're going to take more of your calls for Roger on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone with you. We are taking your phone calls right now, 888-201-2244. And first we're going to go to Charles in Atlanta, who's about to bring up a great point. And it goes deeper than this, and I'll get into it with Roger after Charles' phone call here. But if you understand this, you understand everything. And I don't know if Charles knows the trail he's going down with this phone call, but this is the entrance to the zeitgeist. If you understand this, you understand everything. So let's go back out to the phone calls, your calls for Roger Stone and myself. Charles in Atlanta, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You're doing an awesome job out there.
Thank you.
You got it. Yeah, I think I do know the trail. I hope I didn't scoop your story for the next hour, but yeah, there's a big article on CBS News from yesterday talking about this Kimba Wood. Anybody can go find the article. It basically says, who is Kimba Wood, the judge presiding over the Michael Cohen case? Well, if you scroll down into the article and look closely, there's some information here that most people probably don't know how to connect the dots. Sounds like you do. But this is the judge, this Kimba Wood. This goes back to what was called Operation Ghost Stories in 2010. The FBI nailed 10 Russian spy families. You may remember that hot redhead, Anna Chapman. That whole ring of spies got arrested, not suspected, arrested. Then they were quickly ushered into court, and the judge that oversaw letting them go on time served was none other than Kimba Wood. But it goes deeper. That Sergei Skripal guy that got nailed with a nerve agent a few weeks ago over in the UK, that the Swiss just came out yesterday or the day before and said it was a US or UK nerve agent, that was one of the spies that got let go. So this judge is neck deep because Mueller was the head of the FBI in 2010. Hillary was at the State Department, and this was right in the middle of the Uranium One deal when they let all 10 Russian spy families walk. They didn't vet them. They didn't give them a trial, nothing. They put them on a plane and sent them home. And this is the same judge overseeing the so-called Russian collusion with the raid on Trump's lawyer's office. And she's neck deep in this whole thing.
Now, here's the key before we go to Roger Stone on this that Charles just laid out. Everything that Charles said is not only accurate, it's the perfect depiction that you can apply to every other scenario right now trying to bring down Trump. Every single one of these people, whether it's the lawyers that sue us, whether it's the Kimba Wood judges whose names pop up, whether it's the people that want to attack Trump via the DOJ and the FBI, like the Rosensteins and the Strokes and the Pages, all the way up to the Lynches, etc. Every single one of them has a Clinton connection. Every single one is within 1 or 2 degrees of separation of Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton and her criminal syndicate are calling all of their operatives that have ever been involved with them, covering anything up, running some operation, anything. They're all on full blast. They're all being told to activate, and they're doing everything they can, from attacking Hannity to attacking Trump to attacking InfoWars, anything. And they all have Clinton fingerprints all over them, every single one. In fact, Rush Limbaugh did a great segment yesterday, not just breaking down the Kimba Wood connections, but all of them, literally all of them, all of those names that crop up as an enemy and then disappear. Every single one of them, Clinton connection, Clinton connection, Clinton lawyer, Democrat lawyer. I mean, just literally across the board, husband of someone that was in the Clinton administration, wife of someone that was in the Clinton administration, worked for Hillary Clinton. I mean, look at George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos was a Clinton operative from day one. So Roger Stone, You know how this stuff works. I mean, isn't it incredible how every single one of the people that comes out against Trump or comes out against InfoWars or comes out against the Make America Great Again movement has a Clinton connection behind them, every single one?
And what's extraordinary, Owen, is the fact that they left the trail of text messages and emails that outline their conspiracy. They're so arrogant about the fact that Hillary will surely be elected, and therefore there's no chance that any of these emails or text messages will ever become public. And, of course, that turns out to be wrong. So the question is, when will the knock at 5 a.m. On the door at the home in Chappaqua where Hillary lives happen? When will she be taken into custody? When will there be a knock on the door at the New York City apartment where Bill lives separately from her? When will he be taken into custody? That's really the question. Is it true that no person is above the law? Or are the Clintons able to commit acts of treason, violate the Constitution, line their own pockets, attempt to rig an election, and ride off into the sunset? These people need to be charged, tried, and incarcerated. If they die before they are brought to justice, we will bust up their funerals. We will mar their funerals with public protests. Everyone needs to know what kind of criminal filth we're dealing with. Hillary Clinton is a mean-spirited, foul-mouthed, greedy, entitled, corrupt, unqualified witch. This is a nasty person. No one who has ever met Hillary Clinton in her entire life has ever liked her. There is no likable factor. She's an ice-cold witch. She is a world-class criminal. She is a liar. She is a perjurer. She's a thief, and she belongs in prison.
And Roger,
pardon me for mincing words.
Well, I think you went light on her there, to be honest. But it's amazing because I think all of the stuff that they've done, whether it be just minor little crimes here or there, minor little abuses of power here or there, all of the little stuff that they were rigging and meddling in and abusing power with under Hillary Clinton and Obama, that's one thing, and they're trying to cover all those dots, get all those spaces covered, and they're calling all their operatives. But then it's also the high crimes of treason, the high crimes of abuses of power, spying on the American people, spying on Trump's campaign. I think, and who knows what Trump is even doing behind the scenes dealing with this, but just because Trump is not in their criminal cabal, just because Trump isn't bought and paid for by the same people like they are, they're in total panic mode right now, Roger, because Trump's unpredictable. They don't know what he might do, so they're trying to put out all these little fires they started over the last couple of decades to try to cover their own ass.
Well, I would look at it very slightly differently. What they're afraid of is the fact that Donald Trump will wake up one day and realize he has the power. Mr. President, if you're listening, move now. Order the arrest and trial of these people now. Clean house at the Justice Department now. If you do not do so, they are going to remove you. And that's the sad truth.
And that's why we have to drain the swamp at the end of the day. Because if you don't drain the swamp will remain even after whatever swamp creatures leave and then new ones come in. And so Trump just sits in the swamp, dealing with the swamp creatures that are attacking him, biting at him, nipping at his heels. And all he has to do, as soon as he decides to flush that swamp, it's all over and America blasts off into the stratosphere. All right, more of your calls for Roger Stone on the other side. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to cripple us, but thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we can never go anywhere because you fund us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's DX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
And we're taking your calls for Roger Stone right now. The phone number is 888-201-2244. Josh in Oregon has called in. Go ahead, Josh. Josh, are you there?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
I just love talk radio. Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, sorry about that. I had a Bluetooth set up. So there was a FBI agent, a former FBI agent, who pleaded guilty to leaking information to the media, and he is now facing 3 to 5 years. And
of course, you're not talking about James Comey.
No. He actually seems like he was a bit of a SJW, something like a reality winner type. Maybe not quite as hardcore. I don't know if you can be any more hardcore than that, but. He was supposedly part of the Minnesota FBI and was trying to expose racism or something like that. Apparently, there the FBI is so racist against Muslims. So he was trying to apparently expose that, and now he is facing 3 to 5 years. But it's just interesting that it's almost like the case with the fellow who got busted for taking a picture on the submarine and how mishandling, you know, classified information, you know, was sort of something that Hillary Clinton obviously should have gone down for. Well, this is kind of like Comey's version of that almost, because this guy leaked to the media. But not only did Comey leak, he also lied under oath. So it's just interesting that, you know, the double standard clearly exposed in full with this one.
Roger. Standard. There's an egregious double standard. Let's take, for example, the former federal prosecutor, Preet Bharara. It is established as a fact that he leaked grand jury testimony during the William Walters trial, Walters being a Las Vegas-based investor who was unfairly and falsely convicted of insider trading. By all standards, Preet Bharara must now be disbarred and prosecuted. That is a crime. It's not arguable. The court has declared they caught him in the leak. They published the entire transcript of the trial. It is established. Why is Bharara walking the streets? Why isn't he in a penitentiary like anybody else would be? We're told repeatedly that no person is above the law. Preet, we're coming for that law license, buddy. You leaked grand jury testimony. You lied about it in Las Vegas in a student forum. But the facts are the facts. A federal judge says you did it. You're going away, pal. See you soon.
It's just really incredible, all the double standards that we see in government. And look, you could part it in any partisan way you wanted to. To me, I'm not trying to slant this partisan. Roger's not trying to slant this partisan. We're just looking at it with cold, hard facts and showing you the double standards. I mean, obviously, Hillary Clinton and James Comey are some of the best, most egregious examples, but that's just because they're the most recent. This has been an ongoing problem in our government for years, the politicization of the bureaucracies and the abuses of power within. Thank you so much for the call, Josh. Go ahead, Roger.
By the elites, and Alex Jones made this in the last segment. Prescott Bush, George H.W. Bush's father, finances the Nazi war machine in violation of the law. His bank is seized, but he is not charged and tried with treason because he belongs to the right clubs, because he went to Yale and he's a Bonesman. And it's all covered up. But, Owen, if your grandfather did that, he'd have gone to prison without any question whatsoever.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine if Donald Trump's grandfather was funding Nazis. I mean, could you imagine that story?
So if you're in the circle of the ruling elite, the law and the Constitution doesn't matter. If you're a conservative Republican or an outsider or an independent, well, then you're held to the letter of the law. It's an egregious double standard. Thank you very much. It was a very good call.
Yeah, and we're going to take another call here, but I just got to say, as Roger brings up Prescott Bush and the funding of the Nazis, when I first started getting into politics, I really didn't care one way or the other about the Bushes, but that was one of the first stories that I read up on was Prescott Bush, not just funding Nazis, but then doing bank deals with Nazis, probably even was able to get away with a bunch of Nazi gold when they brought down the Nazi empire, sending steel and manufacturing goods over to Germany and wars of weapons of war. I mean, just total treason that if anyone else would have been guilty of in their lineage, and I mean, just use Donald Trump for an example, the media would excoriate them into non-existence. But Prescott Bush does it, and the media and history books don't touch it. It's just an example of double standards. Let's get another call in here for Roger Stone. Let's go to Justin in Arizona. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Roger. Hey, Owen. I appreciate what you guys are doing for America, man. And I really do love your brain force. It's amazing. So my question to you, Roger, is, you know, I wasn't totally in favor of the attacks on Syria. I thought that Trump would have played it maybe a little bit different. What do you think... like, where are we going from here? Do you think that there would be maybe more attacks? Or do you think that he's actually going to withdraw the troops? Like, he basically put out the plan to do so.
See, I think, unfortunately, over time, the actions of his advisors get discredited. So what you're now going to see, in fact, you're already beginning to see, is a spate of media stories that credibly question whether Assad did gas his own people, which was the rationale presented to the president to justify this attack. The president will figure out that he has been misled. My greatest concern is not the president or his instincts. His instincts are pretty pure. He wants to be out of Syria. But he has chosen to imply people like Nikki Haley, who don't like him, don't respect him, don't support his agenda, aren't loyal to him, and they are systematically giving him bad advice. Perfect example. His entire circle says to him, Mr. President, if you fire Jeff Sessions, you will be impeached. On the contrary, they have it backwards. If he doesn't fire Jeff Sessions, if he doesn't fire Rod Rosenstein, if he doesn't focus a criminal investigation on Robert Mueller, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, and Rod Rosenstein for their criminal activities in Uranium One, yes, he will be impeached. Do not sit around and wait for incoming. Go on the attack. Donald Trump has the power. He can have all these people arrested and charged and tried overnight. He needs to wake up, ignore his advisors who recommend caution. Save yourself, Mr. President. They are coming for you. Only you can save yourself. That would be my advice.
Roger, what do you make of this latest Democrat talking point that Trump has fired Mueller? You got the Democrat Party sending out emails talking about him firing Mueller. You've got them, the Democrat Party talking about getting ready to riot in the streets when he fires Mueller. You've now got stories of the Pittsburgh Police Department getting ready for riots in case he fires Mueller. I mean, what do you make of that? Are they trying to bait him into firing Mueller? Are they trying to intimidate him out of firing Mueller? What is the deal with that?
Well, I would say two things, Owen. One, yes, I think that in a perfect world, they would like to induce him to fire Mueller. Then they will argue that Mueller was fired because he was on the cusp of proving Russian collusion. It's a cover-up. Therefore, Trump must be impeached. That, I think, is their desired narrative, which is why I have said fire Rosenstein, fire Sessions, order the attacking attorney general to launch an investigation into Uranium One and announce that Mr. Mueller is the focus of that. How can a man under criminal investigation pursue the president? That is the path forward.
And I'll tell you this. Imagine if the scrutiny and the investigation into Trump and his friends and counterparts, imagine if that same investigation was done against Hillary Clinton and her counterparts, or a Nancy Pelosi, or a Dianne Feinstein, or a Chuck Schumer. Imagine the skeletons in the dirt that we would have on those dirt bags. I mean, just imagine.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. The Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire
entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're on the War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. And now is as good a time as any to remind you that if you're enjoying this expanded programming here at the War Room, if you like the real news with David Knight in the morning, the iconic Alex Jones show midday, or our extended coverage here at the War Room, this expanded programming is only possible through listener and viewer support through the InfoWars store. If you go to the InfoWars store now, you will see that we have some of the most extraordinary specials on our cutting-edge nutraceuticals, not to mention our T-shirts, books, and other terrific products. So, for example, the Alpha Male Pack, using both Alpha Power plus our Male Vitality formula, is at 50% off. Or stacking Super Male Vitality and the Red Pill, one of the best vitamin-mineral combinations that I have found. You can really take advantage of enormous savings by stacking a number of these products. My favorite, the Red Pill, combined with Brain Force Plus, kind of a mind-body combination. And the net savings are extraordinary. So please, help yourself, help us. Go to the InfoWars store, look at some of these terrific specials, take advantage of these discounted prices, and help us finance the defense from this myriad of phony, baseless harassment lawsuits against Alex Jones and InfoWars. And if you're not in the market for one of our great nutraceutical products right now, consider a donation, $25, $50, $100, just to help defray our costs for lawyers and action in these lawsuits. Alex Jones is going to burn through millions of dollars of folks just to defend himself and InfoWars, and we simply cannot do it without your support. So if you enjoy what we're doing here today, if you like our links and you're passing them on to others, if you're an info warrior, please go to the site now. We need your help as never before. Owen?
All right, Roger, let's go back out to the phone lines now. We've got Terry calling in from California. Go ahead, Terry. Terry, are you with us?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Hello? Hello?
Are you? Is Terry not hearing us here? All right, so Terry didn't hear us. Guys, let's make sure that the callers can hear us here. Let's try Tim in Seattle. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, I was kind of curious. I've been paying attention to all the stuff that's been going on with these revelations since what's been found on Anthony Zwiener's laptop. And with POTUS having the security clearance that he has, is he wagging the dog against the reactionary low IQ left? Is this like a psyop while he rounds up the cabal that's responsible for what's on the Zwiener's laptop? Think that's possible?
I would like to believe that it is accurate. My own source is in the New York Police Department, because remember, that's who found the things on the server, not the FBI. But what they found just on the eve of the election was so outrageous in terms of its content: corruption, treason, pedophilia, sexual exploitation, the incredible crimes of Bill and Hillary and their cohorts, that even Comey could not risk having the election and not having this material being made public, because he knew the NYPD was going to leak it. Therefore, he had to go through the phony act of reviewing everything over the weekend and then telling us on Monday there was nothing there that was significant. By the way, that's a lie. He saw evidence of a myriad of crimes, and he chose to do nothing. That's because he was for Hillary Clinton, and he actually thought he was helping her by clearing the air. Remember, no Democrat should be mad at Comey. The New York Police Department had already announced this material existed. Comey had to act in a way to cover up on Hillary's behalf, and indeed he did. It was too little, too late, and she lost. I wish the president was more aware of the criminal conspiracies going on around him and about the deep hatred for him by many of the very people he has appointed to high office. You see, they don't just dislike his politics. They dislike him. They dislike his independence. They dislike his courage. They dislike the fact that he's his own person and that they don't have anything on him. It's why he has the potential to be one of our greatest presidents. Thank you very much for the call. Owen, let's go back to the call board.
Yeah, let's squeeze in another one here. Let's go to Jim calling in from Georgia. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, I'm so glad to get a hold of you guys. Hey, Owen and Roger, this is Jim from Justice Militia. You're both amazing members of InfoWars. I just want to get in something quick enough. This is a message for Tommy Robinson. Hey, Tommy, your people are calling for you to lead in the Brexit movement. If you lead and you can, your countrymen and women will follow. They are calling for you. With leading your countrymen, you can accomplish your goals with the intruders allowed in by your enemy. They are calling, Tommy. Tommy, can you hear them? Time is desperate. England knows you have what it takes. Remember, your past was mainly painted by the enemy of your country. You are a true hero to me, personally. That is my words, and countless others who need you. That is the message.
All right. All right. A great shout out there for Tommy Robinson, who is fighting to save his country. Since you're calling from Georgia, I want to remind you of my strong recommendation that you vote for Senator Mike Williams in the upcoming Republican primary for governor. Senator Williams is the only true Trump supporter and the only real conservative in this race, and he can most definitely win. So if you want an independent businessman who thinks like Donald Trump and who is committed to the Trump agenda, I think Senator Mike Williams is your choice. Many thanks for your call. Owen, let's see if we can squeeze in another call.
Well, Roger, actually, I was going to talk to you about something before you depart for us here today, and that's the whole James Comey, Stormy Daniels phenomenon. Again, just trying to tap into your experience here. Have you ever seen two figureheads being used as pawns, moved against Trump by the deep state, or I guess James Comey perhaps moving against Trump for his own self-interest, and then you could say the same about Stormy Daniels. But have you ever seen anything like this where essentially two personalities, we say that for lack of a better term, Comey and Daniels, both kind of being used to move against Trump, and they just get lifted up in the media as heroes? I mean, Stormy Daniels is like the number one story across news networks this week, more so than strikes in Syria even. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this where really don't have any pull or say anymore get lifted up by the media?
You know, it's amazing, Owen, is I just don't recall Juanita Broderick getting this kind of coverage when she accused the president of rape. In this case, Trump is accused of consensual adult activity. Bill Clinton was accused on NBC in a stunning interview with a great lady, Juanita Broderick. No coverage whatsoever. A complete media blackout. Only days ago, we saw in a story where a doorman, Trump Tower, spoke of a love child fathered allegedly by Donald Trump. What about Danny Williams? We had a president who fathered an illegitimate child out of wedlock and who banished that child from his life and the orders of Hillary Clinton. Where was the media coverage of the tragedy of Danny Williams, who has appeared here at InfoWars? So again, it is the double standard. In the case of Comey, Owen, Comey's making a mistake. By the end of his book tour, his reputation will be in tatters. Why? Simple. The truth. He will be undone by the truth. Jim Comey is a scumbag. Jim Comey is a criminal. Jim Comey is a liar. Jim Comey is a leaker. And it will all be out there for people to see. I want to remind you, join us today at the anti-Jim Comey protest, the Greet Lion Jim Comey rally in Union Square in New York City, 6:30 p.m. today, Eastern Time, outside the Barnes & Noble. InfoWarriors, head down to Union Square and help us expose this globalist scum.
All right, Roger Stone is going to be there. Roger Stone's suspenders are going to be there. And who knows, maybe Roger Stone's tie might make an appearance as well. That's Roger Stone. He departs the War Room today. Make his protest against Lion James Comey tonight. We need you out there in full force to show the deep state we're not afraid of you.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Says it. All right, Starbucks. Well, Howard Schultz, an executive chairman, went on CBS, and he says he's ashamed after the controversial arrest of two men. Let's watch the soy boy with the soy latte, Howard Schultz, explain why Starbucks is ashamed.
Company is handling it is Starbucks executive chairman. That's Howard Schultz. It is an interview that you will see only on CBS this morning. And Howard, we really
appreciate
you taking the time to join us this morning.
Oh, we're live in a Starbucks.
We've all heard the phrase driving.
Look at all her note cards.
Shopping while black.
Hold on a second. You know what? Just stop this. Okay. This is so ridiculous. All right. So I planned on playing that video clip and then playing this next video clip of the guy who walks into Starbucks, says racist, and then gets a free coffee. But just seeing Gail King sitting in a Starbucks doing this interview with a stack of note cards. All right. This is everything that's wrong in the media right here. Give me B-roll, guy. In fact, can you just give me a freeze frame of Gail King's stack of note cards? In fact, even zoom in on it. Give it a zoom in. Can I get a zoom in on that stack of note cards? She's got a stack of note cards. Gail King is live in a Starbucks. The exclusive interview of Starbucks executive Howard Schultz. Now, what is the story here? The story isn't a story. The story is that you had some black men loitering at a Starbucks, not patronizing the business, and were asked to leave, refused, and then were told to leave by police, refused again, and then got arrested. That's the story. And then the media spins it in. See, okay, again, so here, let me explain this. Two things that you need to understand right now about the media and about liberals. Everything, any news story or any event, they turn into an identity politics issue. The guys getting arrested at Starbucks is not a race issue. It's a loitering issue. I mean, it has nothing to do with race, but then what do? They say racist. You see, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with having an open border. See, we say, hey, we want to have a strong border. We want border controls. We want to have a safe border. It's national security. What do they say? Racist. And it's like, no. I said border. I want a border. And they say, yeah, you're a racist. You're like, what? Any issue. Like, you can't even address the issue because the left immediately spins it into an identity politics thing and then puts you on defense. So if you bring up a real issue like borders, they say you're a racist and then put you on defense and then you can't address the real issue. But then, so that's what the left does to any story, is they politicize it based on race and identity politics, and then you can't get anything accomplished. Then you think about a media member, Gail King, that then shows up to do an interview live at a Starbucks with a stack of notes. Over what? Because some people were loitering in a Starbucks. And then Gail King has a stack of note cards, folks. A stack. She hasn't done a tenth of the investigative journalism into the Clinton crime syndicate or anything worthwhile, but into a black man kicked out of a Starbucks and arrested, she has a stack of note cards. This one story shows you everything that's wrong with the left and everything that's wrong with the media. Now let's roll what we can of clip 7 of the guy who walks into Starbucks, says racist, and gets a free coffee.
This is justice. This is what I'm talking about.
We're at Cafe War Room.
It's great customer service.
Dude, we're going to get this guy on the show. Oh, I love it. Just say, walk into Starbucks, say racist, and get a soy latte.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the second hour of the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We're going to take more of your phone calls. I've got stacks of news, key video clips, and I'm going to have a breakdown. I'll do it in the next segment. I'm going to break something down that liberal media is reporting on, but missing the story. So that's what I'm going to have for you. This is just a tease. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. Totally teasing you. So stick around for the next segment. But I want to make an announcement right now. And in fact, I don't even know if the crew knows this, but this is what we're going to do on Friday. When I'm live on the War Room on Friday, we're going to do a little special. And I need you, the InfoWars audience, to join me in this special. So on Friday, from 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time, here on the War Room, we are going to do WikiLeaks Friday. Open phone lines all day for you to call in with your favorite WikiLeaks. It could be an email, it can be whatever. Anything from WikiLeaks exposing corruption, exposing the deep state, exposing lies to get us into war, exposing the Podestas, the Clintons, what have you. Your favorite WikiLeaks. Friday, from 3 to 6 p.m. Central, right here on the War Room. Open phone lines, end to end. I'm making sure we have no guests scheduled. WikiLeaks Friday. Call in to this show with your favorite content from WikiLeaks. And what spurred this for me was while I was doing my normal news aggregation last night, there were a couple of WikiLeaks emails that popped up in regards to some story, and I'll kind of tie a knot on that in a second. But I remember I was reading the emails, and there was the one with Barack Obama flies in $65,000 worth of hot dogs to the White House on taxpayer dollars. And then there's like a whole thread of them joking about hot dogs. It's like, okay, well, what's a succulent hot dog that Obama's flying into the White House for $65,000? You know? And then there was another one where, yeah, hot dog, Chicago hot dog Friday. And of course, people say that hot dog is a slang term for a male escort. So it makes sense. I mean, Obama orders 65,000 of male escorts to the White House. If we get the same quote unquote waitresses, I'm all for it. I mean, anybody can see this and know that they're not talking about hot dogs. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So there it is. I think Obama spent about $65,000 of the taxpayers' money flying in pizza/dogs from Chicago for a private party at the White House not long ago. Assume we are using the same channels? I mean, the average nitwit knows they're obviously not talking about pizza and hot dogs. So what are they talking about? What is in Michelle Obama's pants? Not that I want to know. Oh, and isn't it funny? They have an address here in Austin, Texas. I don't know anything about that. Anyway, so Friday, the WikiLeaks special. So everyone from now till Friday, go through the WikiLeaks, go back through it, comb through it. What is your favorite content from the WikiLeaks? From anything. Anything from WikiLeaks. Vault 7, the old Bush files, what have you. Anything from WikiLeaks. Your favorite WikiLeaks content. We're doing a WikiLeaks special here on the War Room on Friday with your calls. And remember, the Democrats have never denied that the contents in the emails or anyone, any of the contents at WikiLeaks.com is not real. So we're just going to take real content from the source and cover it here live on air, because there's so much bombshell giblets and nuggets inside the WikiLeaks. It's just absurd. I mean, these people should already be arrested for some of this stuff. You know what? I'll go ahead and take that back. There should be an investigation. $65,000 worth of hot dogs and pizza flown into the White House at taxpayer expense. I'd like an investigation into that. I'd like to know what kind of a hot dog cost 65G. Have you guys ever seen a hot dog worth 65G? Anybody? No? What about a pizza? No. Okay. So how is Obama using 65 grand in taxpayer dollars for pizza and hot dogs? And they're using the same channels and they want the same quote unquote waitresses. What does all that mean? I don't know. But it's in the WikiLeaks emails. So that's what we're going to do Friday. We're going to take all the WikiLeaks, going to take your calls. What are your favorite WikiLeaks emails, your favorite content from WikiLeaks? So that's what we're going to do Friday. Now, when I come back on the other side, I'm going to break something down for you that's actually coming from liberal news outlets, but they're missing the story. And this could shed light on something that's been the biggest question for me, and I think for anyone with a thinking mind right now, in regards to what has or did Donald Trump do before he does what he does. And I'll just leave it at that as a tease before we get into the next segment. But to finish up this segment, let's just go right back out to the phone lines and let's do Lee in New York. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, guys. I'm here at the Barnes & Nobles in Union Square, and nobody is even in line. I don't think anybody cares.
Oh, you mean poor James Comey? Nobody cares about his little book tour?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, that's not very nice. I mean, haven't you seen the bookshelves? They're sold out of Comey's. Oh, wait, no, they haven't sold at all. Hey, no, man. I bet you could go right now, Lee. I bet you could go inside to Barnes & Noble right now, Lee, and I bet you could go find the James Comey bookshelf, and I bet it's stocked full, baby. Might be 30% off.
Maybe I'll go downstairs and check it out, see if there are any down there.
Here's what you should do, Lee. Since you're there early and you're already on the scene and you can kind of analyze things, you should go check out the bookshelf with Comey's book on it. Take a picture, tweet it out at War Room Show. I guarantee you the thing is still full. Of course, I guess they would have to reload it since he's coming there anyway. Maybe it's 30% off, but they probably won't do that since he's in town. They'll probably wait and do that till tomorrow. But you can do pictures of it all, get pictures of the empty lines, how no one's there. And then Comey's actually going to be there. Are you going to try to get in line and get the book signed?
Probably not. No, I just came here to see what's going on.
Well, if somebody wanted to hop in that line and get undercover footage of you asking James Comey a scathing question, I think it could go very viral.
It could very well. I think you're right.
I mean, you might want to beat Laura Loomer to the punch.
Yeah, is she going to be here?
Well, I mean, I don't keep tabs on Laura Loomer, but if history repeats itself, I bet you Laura Loomer's got something planned.
Okay, I'll keep my eyes peeled then.
Yes, excellent. Let the power of hate flow through you. Use the force.
No, but seriously, people have been going and snapping pictures of the bookshelves with James Comey's books on them, and nobody's buying it. And then, you know, again, it's just so ridiculous. Fire and fury. What happened? Higher loyalty. It all makes sense. Higher loyalty. James Comey had a higher loyalty to the Clintons. His loyalty was to the deep state corruption, the DC corruption, the Clintons. So he had a higher loyalty, and then he names his book Higher Loyalty. It's all about how he screws the country. Oh, wait, no, he didn't tell you that story, did he? Then you have Fire and Fury, which is exactly that, just fire and fury, no fact, just raging ticked off that Trump won the election, so just write a book about in fire and fury about how mad you are. No fact or anything, no reference, just fire and fury. And then there's what happened. Here's Hillary Clinton, had the whole deal rigged from the get-go, rigged the Democrat primary, rigged the election, was so confident in her rig job and was sick, so she couldn't even campaign, doesn't go to Wisconsin, you know, and then wakes up after a 2-month coma and is like, oh, what happened? What? What happened? They're like, Hillary, you lost. And she's like, what? What happened? I was in a coma. What? Who? How? What? What happened? I mean, it all makes sense. Comey has a higher loyalty to the Clintons, and Hillary Clinton has no idea how she lost a rigged election.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each That's other right. and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. The article from Reuters came out today. UN team fired upon in Syria while visiting suspected chemical sites. Now, you have to have a deeper understanding of the whole scenario to fully understand this article, but this article does a great job identifying the players, identifying the situation and the timeline, so that if you understand the blueprint and the schematic laid before the alleged chemical attacks in Syria and then everything that's happened since, it all makes sense. So basically, to summarize here, you have the chemical attacks take place in Syria like 2 weeks ago now, give or take. And then you have what is supposed to be the OPCW go in and do their investigation of the site of the chemical attacks. Well, before they can get in and do the investigation, the U.S. does their strikes, and then that delays the OPCW from going in and doing their investigation. Okay, strikes are finished, dust is settled. OPCW plans on going in to do their investigation of the chemical strike sites today. Well, then they go in today and again are met with resistance. So they're told to stand down at one of the scenes because essentially there's just a mob of people there. Then at the other scene, they are under fire. So they had to withdraw from there as well. Now, they're being escorted by Russian military, but I understand why the Russian military isn't wanting to put more skin in the game of this deal. They already know the whole thing is fake. They're not going to put their lives in danger when they know that the media is probably going to lie about whatever they uncover there anyway. So they just kind of throw their hands up there, and they're like, screw this. I'm not going back into fire. I'm not dealing with this radical mob of people. You guys are going to lie about whatever happened anyway, so we're pulling out. And so now, again, the OPCW has to delay their investigation of the chemical strike sites. But it gets even more interesting. As the article properly reports, it's the rebels that are there blocking them from getting in. What rebels are that? The same rebels propped up by Obama and McCain that looks like now, I guess, Lindsey Graham and Nikki Haley are going to take over the responsibility of that. McCain on his way out. Obama's dealing with other things. So now Haley and Graham are going to be the warmongers beating the war drums in Syria. And then it even talks about in here, and it's like, I don't even know if they realize what they're doing, how it's the white hats that are always at the scene of the crime. Well, of course, they're the ones that staged the whole thing. But see, that's what I'm saying. If you don't understand that going into this story, you don't make those connections. So this story just gives you a raw blueprint of how it all went down. And then when you understand the issues behind it, you realize, A, this chemical attack may have never even happened, but B, It's the Syrian rebels that were run by McCain and Obama that are in there stirring up all these problems. And then the white hats that foment the fake news for the Western media to parrot. And then you can never actually find out what happened, because every time the investigation is attempted, there's always something to stop them, whether it be a bombing, whether it be the rebels shooting at them. And then here's what's going to happen. The OPCW is probably going to go in later this week or next week, and they're going to say, we couldn't find anything. It took too long for us to go in. And so you'll never even know if there was ever a chemical weapons attack, which tells you what, there never was. And unfortunately, I've talked too much. Actually, I haven't. Let's go to these videos now. But let me explain something deeper that's happening. Now, I'm going to tie all this together. But first, let's roll clip 11 from Time. Trump saying that he has had direct talks with North Korea.
We've also started talking to North Korea directly. We have had direct talks at very high levels, extremely high levels, with North Korea. And I really believe there's a lot of goodwill. A lot of good things are happening. We'll see what happens. As I always say, we'll see what happens. Because ultimately it's the end result that counts, not the fact that we're thinking about having a meeting or having a meeting. So, Mr. Prime Minister, thank you very much for being here.
So here's Trump announcing that he's been in talks with North Korea. They already made the deal. And when you have all of the nonsense and the stuff that you see on Twitter, and then they freak out and they say, oh my gosh, Trump started nuclear war on Twitter. Oh, but then you realize, okay, Trump has been in talks with these people behind the scenes. Everything you're seeing on Twitter has a different purpose. And now here he is telling you, it's like, all right, hey, look, we have the deals with North Korea. We've been in direct talks with extremely high levels. The media has no idea. They just report on some tweet and blow it out of proportion. They don't understand the higher Machiavellian strategy here. Okay, so there's one example. Now let's roll clip 15. This is even more important. And again, here's a liberal media outlet, MSNBC, reporting on something but missing the story entirely.
Is there also clarity here on the contact between the U.S. government and the Russian government on this matter? Obviously, Nikki Haley made this pronouncement on Sunday morning on national television that these new sanctions were about to be announced if they hadn't been already. Did the U.S. government have contact with the Russian government thereafter, either because the Russians were upset or because the U.S. wanted to convey that what Nikki Haley said?
U.S. in contact with the Russian government, she's asking.
So our fantastic reporter in Moscow on Monday morning, very early, confirmed that, and we reported in our pages, he confirmed essentially that the Russians were given an assurance, a backdoor assurance from the White House on Sunday after Nikki Haley's remarks. We don't know exactly the hour, but they were given an assurance that no more sanctions would be coming and to just ignore what the UN ambassador had said on television.
Wow.
Now, did you see the unclear picture? Did you see the hidden message? Did you see the ghost in those two stories that they didn't report? Trump has back channels with North Korea. Trump has back channels with Russia. Trump is in communication with these people, and nobody even knows what's going on. Trump is assuring them these things. Trump's in talks with North Korea. So now you start to see a clear picture of everything that's going on with the foreign policy and the geopolitics of it right now. And then you start to have some hope. Like I said the other day, we better hope and pray that Trump is colluding with Russia. We better hope and pray that Trump and Putin are colluding. Otherwise, we're looking at World War III here. But then you see the report, and MSNBC is like, oh my gosh, Trump has a back channel with Russia. Oh my gosh, he's talking to Russians. He's trying to calm down a war. He's trying to stop us from World War III. Oh, it's horrible. And you're like, no, thank God Trump has a back channel with Russia. Thank God they're communicating with Russia and North Korea. And all this other stuff that we see is not leading us into a greater war. Trump is actually playing it the right way diplomatically.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX. Plus, lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace, yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, it just keeps getting weirder here. Paul Joseph Watson has the story at InfoWars.com. CNN reporter sniffs sarin backpack to prove Assad responsible for chemical weapons attack. Bizarre scene caught on camera. And guys, we have that video footage, correct? Okay, so let's just roll the video footage. I just can't even, like, it's like the crew hands me the story and my first reaction is like, wait, wouldn't you die? And it's like, yeah, of course you would die. But here's a CNN reporter apparently sniffing a sarin-laced backpack to prove Assad launched a chemical weapons attack in Syria.
And there's definitely something that stings.
I can't deal with this.
These backpacks belong to Malaz and Mesa, 7-year-old twins from Duma.
This is so stupid, I can't even believe I'm dealing with this.
Their mother, Umnur, tells us they were...
Look at this total nitwit on CNN.
They were hiding in a basement when the alleged chemical weapons attack in Duma took place.
They still say alleged.
She felt her body go limp.
I know it's
she
fake.
She clawed her way up, dragging her daughters. But then...
This is so fake. Just hold on a second. Pause right there. And they already... Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm going to try to calm down here. I already had to show a great deal of restraint not making fun of Mandark, stretched neck, freak, Botox, eyebrow, Rachel Maddow in the next segment. But this is like, I don't even think words can explain how ridiculous this whole thing is. First of all, it was pretty much already determined that it wasn't a sarin gas attack based on how it went down. The responding strikes and the initial evidence is that it could not have been sarin gas, especially, I mean, think about it. If it's sarin gas, how are the White Helmets able to go in there immediately after the attack and live to tell the tale? Well, because it's not sarin gas. But then they send this nitwit from CNN to a camp in northern Syria where apparently these people escaped the chemical attacks. And then got over to northern Syria, and then they have these backpacks that were in the chemical attacks, and then she's such a genius, she sniffs the backpack for sarin gas to prove it was Assad. Is she that stupid that she doesn't know if it was covered in sarin gas she would die, or is the whole thing staged? Go back to the beginning of the clip. So now CNN... CNN is warmongering. I mean, this is CNN putting out fake news to deceive the American public into hating Assad so that we launch another war in the Middle East. This is sick. This is satanic. I cannot believe this. Again, CNN sends a reporter to northern Syria, not even where the attack happened, and she sniffs a backpack. She believes she's smelling sarin gas, and she's like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I smell something. A chemical for sure. You bimbo. If it was sarin gas, you'd die. Roll the clip.
And there's definitely...
Something. Oh, there's definitely something. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, look at this. Oh. Oh. No, just go back. I'm sorry. I can't. This is too much. Go back to this. No. Go back to the beginning. Just look at this liberal nitwit. So self-arrogant, such a pompous, there's definitely something. I'm a chemist now. I work for CNN. I was trained in fake news. Let me see. Oh, yes, I smell something. There's something there. Very chemically. Yes. I mean, just look at this. Again, the total pompous arrogance of this fake news reporter just looks like some bimbo that just rolled out of a Starbucks. Let me taste it, too. Oh, yes, I'm really tasting that sarin. I'm a chemical weapons sommelier. Yep. Yeah, I taste something there. That's sarin gas. It's like, okay, first of all, if you had any education on the issue, you wouldn't be sniffing a backpack you believed was covered in sarin gas. But a typical arrogant, liberal, pompous jerk, totally ignorant, assumes everyone is as dumb as her. So she goes head on into the backpack and is like, Oh, yes. I remember my training in fake news. That's chemical weapons for sure. Assad's very bad. All right. I'm going to shut up. Go back to the liberal CNN nitwit.
She clawed her way up, dragging her daughters. But then the other strikes began.
Which we still have no proof of.
Between two deaths, she remembers, either from the chemical strikes or the others on the rooftop.
The smell is still quite strong. These are the things that they weren't able to watch yet.
Oh, okay. So pause it right there. So there she's like, yeah, they didn't wash the backpack. I just smelled sarin gas and I lived to tell the tale. And CNN is either so dumb or so corrupt that they're going to let her report that fake news. Let me explain something. If InfoWars sent someone out to cover an event like this, let's just use me as an example. If I went out and I covered this event and I stuck my head in a backpack, I believe was covered by sarin gas. First of all, I'm not that stupid, but let's say I was. And then I did it, and then I was like, oh yes, this is definitely sarin gas. Well, yep, sarin gas. Rob Dew, Alex Jones, everyone else here would be like, we're not rolling that, right? We're not gonna air that, right? He's totally wrong. He looks like an idiot. He's making us look stupid. That's how that would go. But CNN just says, go ahead. Yeah, sure, you just smelled sarin gas, sweetheart. I bet you did. Let's air it. Finish this video.
And look, that's the toy that her daughter hid away to try to keep her safe. And she would tell the toy, you know, you might suffocate, but at least you'll be safe from the bombing. That's how the kids' minds work.
How does your mind work?
Yesterday they were
digging
a tunnel for the ants so that the ants wouldn't suffocate just in case something happened.
In another tent, we meet a boy with a jagged scar running across his abdomen from shrapnel. His uncle, who doesn't want to be identified, was among the worst affected in the family in the chemical strike. He says his blood sample was taken.
I'm done. That's good. That's fine. Okay. Still, we have no evidence of the chemical strike. The OPCW has been stopped from entering to do their investigation, what, 3 times now, 4 times, 5 times? I mean, so they can't even do their investigation. We have no proof. There's no reason for Assad to do it. And then CNN is going to send some arrogant liberal out there with a bunch of jewelry on and her trendy little headscarf to sniff a backpack she thinks is covered in sarin gas and then to... Yeah, sarin gas. Proof Assad did it. Yeah, we should strike. We should go to more war. I'm a liberal peacenik for CNN. Look at all my cool trendy rings. Look at my cool trendy outfit. And then I'm a sommelier of chemical weapons, so I say that this is definitely sarin gas. She's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, I smell a chemical for sure. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh my god. It's just like that episode of South Park. These people would literally smell their own fart. They're that self-absorbed. Just look at this woman. You can tell she's totally obsessed with herself. Oh yeah, I'm so good. I work for CNN and they're gonna send me. And she doesn't even realize that the only reason she works for CNN is because CNN will let her go report fake news and air it. There is no other network. I don't even think maybe MSNBC. They hired Brian Williams. But I don't think there's any other news network outside of MSNBC and CNN that would even air that. I don't even think ABC would go that far to push war. Some nitwit liberal lunatic sniffing a backpack she believes is covered in sarin gas. She'd die if it was, then lives to tell the tale and assures you it's sarin gas. But that's how dumb CNN thinks its audience is. And that's how dumb CNN's audience is they'll watch that video and now they believe they've seen the proof of Assad launching chemical attacks. So send in some trendy liberal nitwit to go, oh yeah, sarin gas, totally. And then all of CNN's audience is like, oh yeah, Assad's an animal. We need to bomb. We need to go to more war. More war in the Middle East. I'm a good liberal. Let's bomb them all.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that When you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I've got so much news to cover. I'm not even going to be able to get to it all, but oh my gosh. And there's so many video clips too. It's just insane. Let me just pile drive through some news here as we conclude the second hour. Let's get some international news. More riots in France. This is what the open borders and the multiculturalism has done to France. Police attacked as woman arrested for refusing to remove Islamic face veil. So, you know, they do something, they get a bunch of attention, and then they wind up getting arrested, and then they have to get their pictures taken, and they refuse to take their headdress off, and then it creates a whole scene. And so the migrants start to riot, burn things down, because they run the show in France now. So how do you like that? Sweden's violent reality is undoing a peaceful self-image. Shootings have become so common that they don't make top headlines anymore. Yeah, shootings and rape. But again, that is just thanks to the open borders and the multiculturalism. So liberalism is destroying Europe, and they just keep doubling down. Almost 90% of refugees are still unemployed after living for 2.5 years in the Netherlands. So yeah, you bring the migrants in, they have no skill set, they have no motivation, and they suck off the system and they end up destroying the system and then destroying your civilization, your culture, and then rioting and burning things down in the streets. And it's an invasion. Maybe not a 17th or 16th century style invasion, but a 21st century style invasion and destruction nonetheless. Now, here's a country that's starting to get it. Brazil state seeks to shut Venezuelan border to stop refugee flow. Yeah, see, Brazil is now turning the cusp and moving away from the corruption of liberalism and looking at more nationalistic conservative candidates and instilling those types of policies. So good for Brazil, on the rise, on the come. France, Sweden, might want to walk around. And, you might not want to walk around, actually. Probably just want to avoid the streets altogether. Attorney for CNN and New York Times convinced judge to publicly shame Sean Hannity. And then, again, another situation. Judge Kimba Wood tied into the Clintons, tied into the Soros. I mean, it's just nuts. Folks, I'm telling you, you wouldn't even believe it. All of these people that are coming after Trump, judges, lawyers, politicians, all of them are within a degree or two separation from Hillary Clinton. Every single one. A brother of a cousin or a husband of someone that worked on the campaign. Someone that ran for office is a brother of someone in the campaign that got a large donation. A judge that married Soros and also took money from Clinton. I mean, literally, all of them. Every single one of them. All of them are all in this Clinton crime syndicate. And so here's Clinton freaking out. Who knows what Trump's doing behind the scenes? Who knows what Trump knows or doesn't know? But Hillary Clinton damn well knows what she's guilty of. And she knows that she deserves, well, we'll just leave it at that. And so she's in a total panic. She and her crime syndicate are calling up all of their apparatchiks and getting them on the attack, attacking Trump, using the system, abusing the power, anything they can do to try to bring Trump down. And it's all in an unknown panic from the Clinton crime syndicate that doesn't control Donald Trump. See, that's the thing. It doesn't even matter. Who knows what Trump might be doing or not doing? That's the point. That's how the Clintons feel. When you're guilty of the high treason and the crimes that we know some of these people are guilty of, you are in a total and complete panic every day because you don't control the president and he's an unknown factor. So that's what it is. Who knows what Trump is doing or not doing or knows or doesn't know? That's the point. Hillary Clinton doesn't know. Obama doesn't know. Comey doesn't know. And that's why they had to spy on him. So then they illegally spied on him. And then he got told that that was happening, and so he pulled away from that, and so they still don't know. So their whole panic, the entire panic of the deep state, is because Trump is a mystery element that they don't control. So they don't know what he's doing, or what he might do, or what he knows, or what he doesn't know. So they're in a total panic, a total control freakout, to try to remove him from office, and they're using all of the minions they've compromised and done favors with over the years to try to bring him down, and you're seeing the power, you're seeing the will, you're seeing the total force and extension and vast reach of the Clinton crime syndicate that has operatives at every level of this government. And they're in a total panic because they know if the country knew about their crimes, well, if you've read the Old Testament, you might have an idea. Oh, my gosh. And then there's Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels claims that this is not what she wants to be known for. So she doesn't want to be known for whatever this is, Make America Horny Again, or the Michael Cohen deal, or whatever she thinks she's going to say about Trump. That's not what she wants to be known for. She wants to be known for sucking wee-wee on camera. So I just want to get that straight. Stormy Daniels to donate $130,000 to Planned Parenthood if Trump, in Trump Cohen names if she wins case. Well, she's not going to win the case. There is no case. See, it's just so stupid, these people. If she wins the case. There is no case! You signed a non-disclosure and you took $130,000. That's the case. Case closed. And she knows that. And the media knows that. Any judge or attorney worth their salt knows that. This whole thing is a publicity stunt. And they don't care. CNN, MSNBC don't care. ABC, none of them care. The View, they don't care. As long as they think it makes Trump look bad, they'll shout it from the top of a mountain. So they're all getting jerked around by Stormy Daniels. No pun intended. And they don't even realize that they're just making her rich. Yeah, of course she can give 130 grand to Planned Parenthood. She's making money hand over fist.
I got invited. Stormy Daniels is going to be in St. Louis, Missouri on the east side this weekend. I was invited to go see the Make America Horny Again tour in Sauget, Illinois, the east side of St. Louis. This woman is on a national tour making money hand over fist. And it's all being promoted and marketed by the anti-Trump media. Stormy Daniels is smarter. Stormy Daniels, a woman that has sex on camera for a living, is smarter than everyone in the liberal media. Let that sink in.
Wow. And then imagine if all other politicians were put under the same microscope and held to the same scrutiny as Donald Trump is. Could you imagine the corruption that we would uncover if you had Robert Mueller or anyone with no limits, full will and force of the government behind them to investigate whoever they want, however they want, wherever they want, whenever they want, whatever they want? Can you imagine the dirt that we would find on Barack Obama, on Hillary Clinton, on Nancy Pelosi, on Dianne Feinstein, on Chuck Schumer? I mean, can you imagine the dirt on these people if they were investigated under the same microscope as Donald Trump? Oh, that'll be the day. Let me tell you, that will be the day. GOP reps refer Comey, Clinton, McCabe for criminal investigation. Nearly a dozen Republican members of Congress on Wednesday sent a criminal referral to the Justice Department and FBI seeking an investigation of former FBI boss Comey, McCabe and Lynch in their connection with Hillary Clinton and the campaign and letting her go for her crimes. Oh, my. Let me tell you. See, this is what I'm saying. And if that investigation goes down and the same microscope that Trump's been put under, not for criminal investigation, they're put under, it's game over. And what are the average dumbass liberals going to do when they realize all of their heroes were the most corrupt members of the government the entire time? And then give props to Mitch McConnell, who shut down the Democrat Protect Mueller bill. So the tortoise Mitch McConnell got one right. Good for him. Good for Mitch McConnell shutting that down. Folks, they're trying to shut us down right now, and we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. These lawsuits that they wage against us every day are not meant to beat us. They're meant to destroy us in the court of public opinion and financially handicap us. We've got specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now. 50% off Super Male Vitality, one of the top-selling products. 50% off the True Alpha Male Pack, that's Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power. 50% off the Variety and Balance Combo Pack, that's the Real Red Pill and Super Male Vitality. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. By your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we will continue to expand, we will continue to fight for truth, we will continue to fight the Satanist, and we will not go anywhere. But it's all reliant on your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, It'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids. So you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
On D-Day, in World War II, the Allies invaded Normandy Beach. They took it from the Germans, and they set up a temporary base of operations from which to launch other attacks into France and the rest of Europe. They did not invade Normandy Beach, take it from the Germans, and set up a defensive position to defend from other attacks indefinitely. Because that would be stupid. The intent of the invasion was to retake Europe from Nazi Germany. So there would be no reason for them to sit there and defend indefinitely. So why is it that Trump supporters, nationalists, conservatives, libertarians, all of these other people that were in the coalition, the Make America Great Again coalition, you could call it. It's quite a mouthful. Why is it that we worked so hard and fought like hell to get Donald Trump in the presidency, and now we're happy just to sit back and relax and defend him against attacks, defend him against the onslaught of attacks coming from the outside, but we're not willing to go out and attack and fight like we did during the campaign? Do we think that this is all over since he was elected and the next fight is in 2020? Because he's under constant attack from the mainstream media, as always, under constant attack from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, the military-industrial complex, the deep state, everybody, the Democrats, they're all after him 24/7. Anti-Trump individuals still go out there. It's slowed down since the election happened, but they still go out and they hold anti-Trump events. They still organize against Trump and the coalition that we've formed. But we're happy just to sit back and defend. Why? Why do we not take notes from the left, who has 60 years of organization behind them, and we have maybe 2 years of real grassroots organization? Why don't we take some notes from them? We don't stoop to their level. We won't try to destroy people's livelihoods and their actual lives. We're not going to try to get them their jobs taken away, their families ruined. But these people need to be discredited. We need to target individuals and say, okay, we're going to discredit this person. Where is the organization and the coordination? Because these are bad people. I don't care. A lot of them are pedophiles. A lot of them are murderers. A lot of, like Clinton killing people. A lot of them are war criminals. A lot of them are bad people. But even if they're not bad, even if they have no criminal history, they still want to destroy our country. They still want to stop what we're trying to do in making America great again. This is so much more than Trump. And you people think that it's just about the president. Why are we not fighting? We should be bulldozing anyone who gets in the way of our agenda. Our agenda is to restore the sovereignty of our nation. And that doesn't just happen at the ballot booth on election days in 2020 and then 2024. It doesn't just, not even just 2018 and then 2020. It's every single day. What are you doing to influence the culture? What are you doing to influence your local and national political landscape? What are you doing to fight against the onslaught of leftism, Marxism, degeneracy, all of the things that are going on in our society? What are you doing to influence your culture, your society, and your nation? What are you doing within your own family to make the country better? What are you doing on social media? What are we doing if not fighting for the very existence of our livelihoods, of our nations, of our people. What are we doing if we're not fighting for that? Because there's an onslaught out there coming after us. People, all the different organizations, whether it's the FBI, the rest of the deep state, the MSM, any of them, they're all coming after us. They know what they're doing. They know what they want to do to you. They have a plan. And all we're doing is defending. Well, eventually they will take out Trump. If all we're going to do is defend, then they will take out Trump. We will have lost our beachhead. And then they're going to destroy the movement. And then they're going to destroy us as individuals. And we will never again have a chance at the power that we currently hold. And it's going to be taken away from us very soon. So what are you going to do about it?
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Something's got to give. Oh, and it's not going to be me giving my gun to the government, I promise you that. It's not going to be me giving up my right to free speech. So the liberals aren't going to stop trying to take it, though. So something's got to give. Wonder what that thing will be. Jake Lloyd joins me in studio now here at the War Room. You just saw his report, and it kind of actually has to do with something having to give. You see, because patriots and conservatives have been giving and giving and giving, while liberals and Democrats have been taking and taking and taking, and we're finally saying enough is enough. Enough false flags sending us into war, enough open borders, enough identity politics, enough debt, enough tax, enough indoctrination in the media and the public schools. Enough is enough. But the liberals will march against their rights. So we'll leave that to the left. We'll stand with America, rock and eagle, till the day we die. So Jake Lloyd joins me now. And I've got a stack of news here that we're going to go over, just absolute liberal madness. But it really is amazing, Jake. And I wonder when, I mean, we hope that eventually the truth comes out about all of the Clinton crimes, so much so with all the evidence that they can't deny it anymore. What does the average liberal do then when they can't deny who Barack Obama really was, who Hillary Clinton really was, and all of the crimes that they committed? I mean, are they still going to deny grass is green?
I think that they already know. I think they already know. And they, at this point, rather than having evidence come forward to prove something to them, and then they form their opinions, I think they've already formed their opinions. Everything we're seeing now is just to justify those opinions. For example, they already have their opinions of Alex Jones, but then they put these false lawsuits forward so that then they can have more ammunition to throw at us, just to bury us. It's the same thing they do with Trump. People already have their opinions of Trump, so they put out more lies. Stormy Daniels, James Comey, they put out all these lies. And I think that is the exact same thing. They already have their opinions formed, and anything that comes out now is just to have ammunition to back those up. So I don't think that anti-Clinton news that comes out, any proof of her crimes, I don't think that it'll influence her standing in the public eye at all.
The mind is so closed that nothing can get in.
Yeah. At this point, everybody's mind's made up. People have their opinions about Trump, Hillary, everybody.
Like, we know at this point you're on the side that you're on. There's not much give that's really happening. Some people are slowly coming over.
But then doesn't it show you how, or at least which side of the aisle is cultish? Where, I mean, you could watch InfoWars at the conclusion of last week and a little bit on Monday and before, where we're bashing Trump over strikes in Syria. I mean, we're not the cult here. I mean, we go with where the truth is. We go with our principles. Whereas, like you said, they're just closed-minded. Their opinion is already made up. They're a cult. I mean, they are literally in a cult.
Right. And the difference is we've, like I said, we both know which side we're on. The thing is that we've chosen to base our identity around this idea of returning to a period of American greatness. That is what we are firmly based in as our identity. And they have chosen their identity just simply as anti-Trump. So they're anti-person. Anybody that's anti-Trump is on the same side as them. They're happy to ally with them. Anybody that's pro-liberalism, they're happy to ally because it's based upon specific personalities. Whereas ours is based around a certain idea. So it doesn't matter if Trump, for example, falls by the wayside on certain promises or certain ideals, we're happy to say, okay, we disagree with that because he's not living up to the idea that we elected him for. So that's kind of the difference that you see between liberals and the more conservative-minded folks on the political spectrum.
And I can only imagine if they do bring Trump down with all of these investigations or blackmail or the raid of Michael Cohen's offices and homes and hotel rooms, if they do bring Trump down with all that, I just hope that they use that same measuring stick that they used to bring Trump down against every other member of government. Because every other member of government, I mean, they would all be brought down. The Swalwells, the Schiffs. I mean, these people have skeletons in their closet, folks. The skeletons of giants. But let's get into some of this news here. What do you make? Now, I think this, I don't know if this just shows you the gravity of the James Comey, just everything, or the interest that people have in the story. But James Comey goes on Stephen Colbert. And he wears some weird gangster mafia black shirt deal. But anyway, it gives Stephen Colbert his third biggest ratings ever. What does that tell? Does that tell you more that the country is so swept up by this whole James Comey controversy, or that Stephen Colbert's ratings really just sucked that bad?
All of the above, I think. Colbert is just wildly unfunny. He's maybe the most.
Well, I mean, looks aren't everything.
Potentially the most unfunny late night host, aside from maybe Samantha Bee. Colbert can't do anything besides a terrible Trump impression.
What about Tuck Buckford?
Tuck Buckford. I would listen to Tuck Buckford.
That's probably his best. That's
Colbert.
Probably his best deal.
That's probably the only funny thing that he's done in years. And then you have Jim Comey. He's a loser. He's a prima donna. He goes on The View. Did you see him on The View talking to Joy Behar?
Well, he might eat Oompa Loompas. I don't know that. He might.
He didn't eat Joy Behar, though, so.
Yeah, he might have thought about it.
I don't know.
I don't even want that image.
He goes, I feel like the Republican Party's left me behind. It's like, yeah, because the Republican Party didn't try to exonerate Hillary Clinton of her crimes. That's probably why you got left behind. But he says, oh, I thought being a conservative was about having values and blah, 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 and I just don't see that. So I don't know. He's a loser. Sad loser, lying Comey.
It's amazing. James Comey and Stormy Daniels have basically been doing the same tour for like the last month. It's kind of funny. Here you go, though. Eric Holder, who said we have to brainwash kids into thinking differently about guns, he has now been selected to help train Starbucks employees for Racial Bias Education Day. Starbucks is going to close some 8,000 stores on May 29th, so 175,000 employees can attend a training program that will address implicit bias, promote inclusion, and help prevent discrimination. Now,
well, is he also going to teach them to run guns to Mexico?
No, that's not included in this.
Oh, that seems
portion.
like a vital portion of racial sensitivity.
Well, you know, that kind of goes against Starbucks' anti-gun policy. But here's the funny thing. Starbucks is like the liberal haven. Starbucks is like the bastion of liberalism. I thought they've already been trained on how to be tolerant. Apparently it didn't work.
So you'd expect so. I also heard that Eric Holder kind of hinted at maybe a potential run in 2020. Eric the Rat Holder. I think that would, please run anybody associated with Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. Please run anybody associated with those two camps. I mean,
they have nothing though.
Trump was a referendum on Obama.
No, they don't understand that.
They really don't understand that people elected Trump to roll back all of Obama's policies.
No, because two plus two equals five.
Exactly.
But this is where we get 2 + 2 = 5. And this is a great story from Matt Walsh. When will we stop sending our kids to be brainwashed by far left lunatics at college? Now, there's all kinds of crazy stuff. You had leftist professors celebrating the death of Barbara Bush. You have leftist professors that go out and hit people with bike locks, go out and assault people on campus. Missouri professors say you don't have free speech here. So, I mean, the professors are, have already shown their true colors in the majority of how they're liberal lunatics. But the brainwashing in the school is really reaching a dangerous point. I went out to the March for the Second Amendment in Austin, Texas this weekend, and I asked people, I said, at what point in American history did people stop marching for their rights and start marching against their rights? 80% of the people said it's happening in the schools. Mm-hmm. The children are being brainwashed by the schools. How can we do that? I mean, do you just stop sending your kids to college, or how do you even solve this issue?
I think, well, the problem is the government has allowed the schools to get into these positions, and we could just try to attack their functionality by ending the flow of money to colleges. We could stop sending kids to college so that they don't get brainwashed anymore. Maybe that would put a little bit of a hurting on their wallet. I don't know. I think that ultimately we have to use the government to do so. I don't like using government to fix problems, but the government got us into this problem. So I think that that's probably the only way to do it. We have to use the government to strangle them a little bit, to regulate their prices, regulate what they do and don't. I mean, public universities, they can't get away with this.
Who is the highest paid employee at most major state universities?
I wouldn't know.
I bet you do.
Hmm?
The head football coach.
Hmm.
You know who's next?
Who's next?
The head basketball coach. And they say student over athletics.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Gentlemen, we've got some big news, and this is actually an older story, but we're going to cover it. It's just like, how do you never hear about this stuff? Anyway, but before I get to that, Jake Lloyd in the studio with me, one of our newer reporters here who's sending out new video reports almost daily now, and we're able to expand here at InfoWars because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you like the fact we can bring Jake Lloyd in here to do reports and shoot videos, send Millie Weaver on the road, unfortunately, but to get assaulted by radical feminists and report the video, we're going to have that video in the next segment. If you like our expanded news coverage, 10 hours live a day, Alex Jones is doing like 2-3 live video reports a day now as well. And it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know where your support goes. We don't get private jets. Alex Jones doesn't buy private jets like the Glenn Becks of the world do. He builds studios. He builds a news network to defeat the fake news and the globalist. And it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes it possible. So we've got specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Super Male Vitality. That's a top-rated product. We don't have to make it 50% off, but we give it to you at 50% off, hoping that you'll give it a try and then knowing you'll become a repeat customer. You've got the True Alpha Male Pack. That's Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power. When you combine those two, it is a powerful, powerful combination to get you going in the morning and all throughout the day. And it's a 50% off combo pack. So you get 50% off Super Male Vitality and 50% off Alpha Power when you buy them in the combo pack. Same thing goes for the Vitality and Balance combo pack. This is a new one. Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill. Again, you buy it in the combo pack. You get 50% off both those products in the pack. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. So Jake just saw this story, and it's an old story, but you just... Massive online pedophile ring busted by cops. This is an old story. It's from 2011. He reads it to me during the break. I'm like, I never heard about this. You ever hear about this? An internet pedophile ring with up to 70,000 members, thought to be the world's largest, was uncovered by police. 670 suspects, 230 abused children. A lot of these were government employees. I mean, this would be the type of story you think that everyone would know about, should be a household name. But I guarantee you, if you went to any place, nobody would have heard of this story, but everybody would have heard of Stormy Daniels.
Yep. Yep. And it's, it happens over and over again. Nobody knows that. I mean, how many members of UK's parliament were implicated
Jimmy Savile?
Yeah. Essentially a sex slavery ring, pedophilia. Nobody knows about this stuff. Nobody knows that this is going on. We have constant stories all.
Yeah, you just had this story about a year and a half ago from KTLA where they found these kids in cages and dungeons, and it's like nobody even reports on it.
Yeah, nobody cares. Nobody cares because it's not the, I don't know, journalists these days, they don't care about, it used to be that, you know, there was somebody who'd report on politics, there was somebody who'd report on social stuff, people that would, investigate different stuff, investigate corporations, investigate, criminal rings like this, but now everybody is just chasing the clicks based on Donald Trump hatred.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. You have enough gun rights, sir. Enough is enough of your gun rights.
The founders didn't intend it.
So the founders didn't
intend for you to have news aside from what the news wanted you to have.
But think about it. Think about when you talk about news, you take it one step further and they just gave out some Pulitzer Prizes to people that covered, they uncovered the Harvey Weinstein abuse. What a joke. Hollywood has known about Harvey Weinstein for 10 years plus. They make jokes about it during the Oscars. They make jokes about it on television shows. So it's like this huge joke in Hollywood. Harvey Weinstein rapes and abuses women, allegedly. Everybody knows it goes on. It's called the casting couch. But then, after hiding it for decades, then they decide to uncover it because Trump is president and use it against Trump. And then they win a Pulitzer Prize for reporting on news that they buried for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Because Hollywood obviously knew about it, but the news knew about it too. Washington Post, New York Times, I think it was the New York Times that knew about it years ago. And they were like, no, we can't report on this. Multiple news agencies knew about this stuff and they finally somebody, one person decided to go ahead and put it through.
But wait, why would the New York Times spike the story, Jake? It wouldn't be because
people might start asking questions like, oh man, if this could happen.
But wait a second. It wouldn't be because,
where's this happening?
It wouldn't be because Obama's praised Harvey Weinstein, right?
No, it couldn't be that.
It wouldn't be because the Clintons were friends with the Weinstein.
It couldn't be because Oprah and Obama and Hillary Clinton, they all have pictures with him. He definitely wasn't a Democratic super donor.
No, he didn't donate to the Democrat Party millions of dollars.
And the media and Hollywood and government, they don't all have, you know, connections. They're not all buddies.
No.
I bet Harvey Weinstein probably wasn't involved in the hot dogs and pizza stuff like you were talking about earlier.
That's true. $65,000 worth of hot dogs on taxpayer dollars.
Sometimes you just need a lot of hot dogs. You just need $65,000 worth of hot dogs.
I've never seen a $65,000 hot dog, but I imagine it would be about 6'3", probably mm-hmm. pretty strong, some mm-hmm. pecs maybe.
Or maybe like 4'5". I don't know. And then, you know, really young.
A higher pitched voice, maybe, type of thing.
Potentially.
We're talking about hot dogs. I just want to be clear. We're talking about hot dogs before anybody.
Yeah, well, I doubt that, you know, Obama would never lie. Obama wouldn't lie.
That's true. No, you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's cover some of more of this news. I always had a feeling that Trump knew about his pardoning power and that when all of this stuff ended, he could pardon Mike Flynn, pardon Manafort, you know, pardon all of them. Now you've got the New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, who is seeking the power to prosecute Trump aides who are pardoned by the president. So now the left is getting wise to the fact that Trump is basically letting them do this because he knows he can pardon all of them at the end of the day. So now they're trying to remove the presidential pardon power, Eric Schneiderman, the AG of New York. I mean, isn't this just another clue of how the establishment left is against the ropes right now, Jake?
So he's trying to actually remove the presidential pardon. Is that what's happening?
This is New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. He is bigger than the president.
Oh, well, obviously. You know, New York, they're very liberal. They know better than everybody else.
How dare you question Eric Schneiderman?
That's actually a really interesting strategy because this is what they do. They know it's the same as, everything goes back to these strategies because they're all the same. Same as how they're trying to hit us with all these fake lawsuits just so that people mentally associate InfoWars with these, the defamation that they are lobbing against us, it's the same thing. I'm sure that this is what they're going to try to do now. They're going to prosecute a bunch of people for nothing charges so that Trump looks at it and he pardons them. And they go, look, he's abusing his power. He's a dictator. He's a fascist despot who's just going to pardon anybody in his administration that could lead back to him and exposing his crimes. I think that's probably what we're going to see very, very soon. And I think that this story is probably the beginning of that.
And it's almost like, I mean, I forget who it was on the Alex Jones show that said this, but it's almost like, I don't wish Trump was an authoritarian dictator. I don't want that ever in America. Like, you know, but it's almost like some wicked part of me wishes he was, just so he could sweep all of these people away. Just so he could just arrest Obama, arrest Hillary, just throw them all in jail like a real dictator would do.
That's what they don't understand. That's what they don't understand because the pendulum has swung so far to the left, and people are going to get fed up with it. If there's no balance, people are going to get fed up with it, and we're going to see an actual dictator, and it's time to be good.
I didn't get to Nikki Haley today, who I can't stand, so I'm just going to ask you this in closing, Jake.
What are Nikki Haley's accomplishments as the ambassador to the UN? What has she done more? Has she accomplished more peace treaties or more bombings as the U.S. ambassador?
I'm going to go with bombings.
That would be correct. Hey, you stay classy, Info Warriors. Millie Weaver on the other side.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Joining us is Millie Weaver, our intrepid reporter who loves to work on the road with her great cameraman and editor, Gavin Wentz. And last night she called me very excited. The video's now on InfoWars.com. Me Too movement assaults conservative woman for asking questions about the Clintons and their history of sexual assault. And we're going to let her break down what happened at Akron University in Ohio last night And then what happened once she went outside, the video is chilling how the feminist movement funded by Soros, mainly the whole women's march led by the Islamicist, Linda Sorcerer, whose mother writes papers on genital mutilation. And then the women were obviously watching outside what Millie was doing inside, and a mob of women showed up to go after her. So this is what they think. Well, like Hillary said, these dumb white women vote like their husbands say. Funny, it's mainly white women I see leading all the feminist bizarreness and pushing racism and sexism. This is just weaponized media. Millie, great job as usual. For radio listeners, break down what happened. When we come back from break, we're going to play some of the shocking excerpts. We have to bleep a lot of it, obviously, but of what happened last night.
Well, Alex, I was actually pretty surprised. I was hoping to get a more cordial, respectful answer out of Tarana Burke at her speech yesterday at the University of Akron. But instead, I got a vulgar, irate, disrespectful response from her. She told me to shut up. She said for me to sit my ASS down. She was very disrespectful the minute she realized that I was questioning her on the hashtag MeToo movement and just simply saying, hey, why were these other women excluded? Why were they not included in the hashtag MeToo movement? And the women I was referencing were the women that came out with allegations against Bill Clinton. We know Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, and Juanita Broderick, who was the main one who came out with allegations that Bill Clinton violently raped her and even bit her lip, damaging her face. So basically, Tarana Burke got really upset when I asked about the possibility of the hashtag MeToo movement becoming too partisan and being used as a political weapon, and if, you know, essentially that was going to take away from the mission, which is to help victims of sexual assault, which immediately then she turned nasty, was like, oh, well, I wonder who you voted for, and just suck her mob audience on me with this mob-like mentality that all started cheering her on and, you know, supporting her in trying to bully and intimidate me into silence, which then her mic holder ripped the mic out of my hand to silence me so I couldn't even respond to her. And then they had security come and escort me out because, you know, they couldn't handle me there. And also the lady who was operating the mic tried to steal my camera from me, and I had to literally fight the camera away from her. And this is the theme. These progressive SJW liberal women, they get mad when they don't like what you're saying and they try to rip your phone out of your hand. That also happened to me again after I left the building. And a mob of protesters came out. I wasn't even sure what it was about because their banner said, take back the night. So as I'm approaching it, I start getting flipped off and having women yelling at me. And that's when I realized, wait a second, this is the hashtag MeToo movement. And they were probably observing in a separate room because they were streaming the video to other rooms. And that's when I realized, oh my gosh, you know, these women are irate. They're very mad at me. Essentially, Tarana Burke gave them permission because they had all established rapport with her. She did a really good job throughout the meeting, the speech, to make everyone establish rapport with her and seeming like she's just trying to help everyone and she's just this.
Well, I mean, I can say this, Tyrannus Burke, Tarana Burke, yeah. And these women, we haven't played the video yet. It's coming in the next segment. They're just so vicious. They're so hateful. And you're a woman. I guess you went in there without your camera person by yourself. And then they've obviously been trained and ready for somebody to try to come in. And this is how they act, like vicious, entitled, arrogant piranhas. The universities have turned into these anti-free speech bullying dens, just like the university there at Georgetown suing me, lying about what happened there in Charlottesville where you were covering it.
That's right. This is about censorship. See, they made a huge deal about any time a conservative speaker was going to speak at a university. You have these big protests, and essentially they shut down that person's right to speak because the universities no longer want to let them hold their speaking events there because they want to avoid conflict. Now, were there any conservatives out there protesting and silencing this speaker, Tarana Burke, and her hashtag MeToo movement? No, there weren't. There were not protesters. See, conservatives were respect the right of free speech and people to have differing opinions. Now, all I did not disrupt. I wasn't bird-dogging. I wasn't trying to disrupt her speech.
No, exactly. You asked a question. When it came time, we're going to play it all, and they attacked you. They are authoritarians and a danger to this country. We must stand against them. They're coming for all of us. All right, this video is 5 minutes long. There's even more of it on InfoWars.com. People need to see a female reporter being assaulted, being pushed, being grabbed, being cussed at, being yelled at by a mob of hateful women. And if I saw a mob of men like Antifa does treating a woman like this, I would be upset. We've seen them do that all over the country. The left celebrates it. So the truth is they're just a bunch of leftist, globalist, brainwashed women being led by the Democratic Party, bullying the rest of this country and women under their globalist control and trying to integrate them with Islam. And Europe's calling for 200 million Muslim North Africans to be brought in the next 30 years to Europe. I'm not kidding. That's Macron and the official EU saying that. Meanwhile, Starbucks, this is the Chicago Tribune, to close all its stores May 29th for anti-racial bias training. It says run by the former attorney general who staged riots around the country, Eric Holder, and the Equal Justice Initiative, NAACP, Legal Defense and Education Fund, Anti-Defamation League, and former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. They will brainwash all the Starbucks employees. And then, of course, roll it out for every other business around the country to have the ADL, everybody come in and just create total destruction and infighting and mental illness in the country. This is psychological warfare, total sabotage. We're going back to Millie in a moment, but I've got to do this or we won't be here. You know we're under mega massive attack. We have great supplements, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great t-shirts, great books, great films, great political posters. The Pepe the Frog guy's suing us over. All the rest of it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And when you purchase the products, I know we have record audience tuning in today. Record numbers on the streams, InfoWars.com, massive amounts of visitors. The radio stations I know are getting tons of calls and support, TV stations. But if you're listening and watching, if you support free speech, then you need to support InfoWars. If you support Millie and our crew valiantly going into these den of aggressive authoritarian cult members and being assaulted and yelled at and hissed at and their camera they attempted to take, I guess steal. If you stand with us, then we need your financial support. We've got products you need. Survival Shield X2 is simply amazing. Millie, just briefly, tell folks a little bit about Survival Shield X2 and some of the other products. I know you're a fan.
Well, you know, without iodine, you know, your body's going to become iodine deficient. And that's what Survival X2 is about. It's iodine, really good quality iodine. And even the doctors, the dentists knew back then that our bodies need iodine. There used to be a huge goiter epidemic. That's what the goiter belt was all about. And they started giving people, you know, iodine to treat goiter, and it instantly would reverse the goiter. They used to have to give school children the iodine to reverse goiter. And essentially, they noticed that IQs went up even after giving them iodine. So our bodies need iodine. Studies have shown that pregnant women who are deficient in iodine end up having children with lower IQs. And what I will say, my own self personally, I took iodine throughout my pregnancy, and my son is way above average. So I advocate for it. I know a lot of women that, you know, iodine and Survival Shield X2 has changed their lives. It's helped them hormonally in many ways. So I definitely advocate for it.
And by the way, notice all the headlines about women thyroid issues, record numbers, even young women getting goiter. And they don't tell you, hey, it's because you don't have iodine most of the time. They go, here's some special thyroid medication and all the rest of it. And again, folks, consult your physician. But they won't tell people that are getting, a lot of old people have bad absorption. They don't tell them their skin's opening up, their teeth are falling out because they have scurvy, because the doctors won't tell them that you need vitamin C to live. I mean, it's like, what?
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again.
You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Founder of the Me Too movements basically encouraged this vicious crowd to assault a female reporter. We're going to play some of this incredible footage right now. Here it is.
Don't touch me. When you remove her, she's talking.
Ah,
Yes.
Don't take my phone. Do not.
Better get your ass out of here putting me on this damn line. Go ahead and end this damn real quick.
No, seriously, give me my phone.
Tarana Burke is the founder of the hashtag MeToo movement. The movement claims to be inclusive of all victims of sexual assault. However, some victims have felt left out and even ignored by the movement. She came to Akron University to speak. So I went and asked her these questions.
Jones, Kathleen Willey, and Juanita Broderick all came out with sexual allegations against Bill Clinton decades ago. They originated this idea of coming out against someone who's powerful, but they came out before these other women came out against Harvey Weinstein. Now, why were they excluded from the hashtag MeToo movement? They were not included in the Time magazine article. None of the women were interviewed. Are you worried at all that the hashtag MeToo movement may become too partisan and be used as a political weapon?
Okay, pause real quick. Back it up for a minute. They're saying, who did you vote for? So the whole point is, they're making it partisan. The woman marches over, starts trying to take the microphone. I want to point out, you went up, you asked the question. They gave you the microphone. You did this the proper way before this all descends. Because remember, we're also a radio show. That's why I'm narrating that for TV viewers. They're saying, why is he telling us what we just saw? I'm narrating for radio listeners. We're going to keep playing this, but I can hear the tremor in your voice because these women start to look at you like they want to kill you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it became a den of vipers, and she sure sucked them on me. I mean, they instantly started cheering with her, and it became a big bullying fest, and it's like this witch hunt, this mob mentality where somebody can incite violence or hate towards you instantly, and that's exactly what she did.
That's right. Let's continue, Millie. Let's continue with the video.
Are you worried at all that the hashtag MeToo movement may become too partisan and be used as a political weapon? No. So, what about? What about Bobby Ann Williams, who is an African American woman that said Bill Clinton impregnated her and?
Her out, and that wasn't even proven. That's the same as rape.
I'm raising awareness.
Clinton got settled those cases. Hit pause. But Millie, we're going to come back to break and play more. They're always only making it about Republican candidates, and they ignore it when it's Democrats.
So why is it that her answer wasn't just simply, you know, we do support those women and we do think that, you know, the allegations against Bill Clinton are appalling and we want to support them and extend an arm to them.
And by the way, notice, Millie, at first a lot of women cheer you, but then they get the marching orders that they shouldn't. Exactly. What you said was very reasonable. She should have just said you were right and that'd be it.
That would have been it. But instead, she decided to deflect and say, well, let's talk about Roy Moore. Let's talk about, you know, these other men. But the reality is I never said anything to disinvalidate any of Roy Moore, any of that, or even disrespect her. I just simply asked her as the founder of the Me Too movement, you know, if she was going to support those women that came out against Bill Clinton and if she was concerned if it was going more partisan and being used as a political weapon. And instead she decided to turn the audience on me and be very immature. And you'll see here at the end here when she says that, you know, I need to just shut my ASS up and sit down. You know, like
we're going to come back with that on the other side of this break in the next hour. Millie Weaver's our guest. And again, the whole Me Too movement was founded to cover up Hollywood and the Democrats and what they've done and to make consensual sex or asking a girl out the same as raping a woman and Hillary Clinton representing child molesters and rapists and admitting she knew they were guilty. They are definitely the party that are the kingpins of this. I say burn the Republicans too. They're trying to end our free speech. They're trying to bully us into submission, but Millie Weaver, they didn't do that. one strong lady standing up against these people, and now they really start melting down. The full video is on Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and roll the rest of the tape. Fun about Soros.
Wow.
Yay. Now the woman's pushing her out. And the police are there.
I'm kicked out right now. They don't want to let me hear and speak my voice.
Oh, my God. She brought up women that were raped by Bill Clinton. Kick her out.
There you have it. They want to get really rude and nasty when I ask them questions about the women that came out against Bill Clinton for rape. That's Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones. We've all heard the stories. They don't want to hear about that. They don't want to hear about how, you know, these women that that came out against Bill Clinton were accosted and oppressed by Hillary Clinton. What is this? I'm literally walking out here, guys, and all of a sudden there's a protest.
Why?
What do you mean, why am I dead?
Why can't we just have a peaceful protest and a peaceful walk? What's the big deal about it?
I have no idea.
Why can't we have a peaceful talk about, why can't we have a peaceful talk about consent?
Why can't I ask
questions? I got a hold of Millie over, then Zach's coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always the same litmus tactic. She's 20 feet away, videotaping a protest coming by that was there in case there was a counter-protest. They call in the Praetorian Guard, right on cue. They start marching up. You're going to see that they know Millie's there. They've been activated to come out of the parking garage. And then they come over and say, why can't we just be peaceful? And then the assaults start. Why can't you be peaceful? Why don't you get out of here? And that's what they, and then they'll link arms, how to run you over. They do the same training. These are authoritarians. Let's continue.
What's the big deal about it?
I have no idea.
Why can't we have a peaceful talk about, why can't we have a peaceful talk about consent?
Why can't I ask questions about why
because
some women have been excluded?
You're ruining it.
Did I say I was against
but
her?
But you're calling her out on other bullshit. When you need to learn that about the survivors.
Look, all she could have, you know what, she could have, she should have just literally said, we support those women too.
You could have just shut your mouth.
I thought all women who are survivors should be, and I wanted to know why they weren't being.
You should have been worried about this happening.
She doesn't have to include all of them. She doesn't have to. That's not what it's
about. She didn't include all of them.
She doesn't have to include all of them. She doesn't have to. That's not what it's about.
There they go. They start attacking.
Out of here, putting me on this damn live. Go ahead and end this damn real quick.
No, seriously, give me my phone.
Girl, you're gonna take me off this live. I know that.
Literally, a massive group of protesters came out to come and accost me and yell at me. And so, here's why the feed cut. One of the freaking crazy, triggered liberals ripped my phone out of my hand.
That's
no, don't come back over to me again.
I need to get your
this
name.
Is the girl that took my phone.
Girl,
no,
and pause
no
again. They're in a public place at a demonstration. They come over to her. She dares speak back. They're like, leave us alone. We're victims. Rah! It's always the same. Here, continue.
Get away from me.
What's your name?
Millie Weaver.
Okay, good. I'm just make sure.
Girl,
do that one more time.
You're the one who's trying to come into my camera.
I'm going to call the scene if you keep on saying.
Yeah, they're coming at her and then saying, don't videotape.
This girl's harassing me and trying to attack me. She literally grabbed my phone from me, and she keeps coming up to me and threatening me. She keeps coming up to me trying to attack me.
Okay.
And I'm leaving. I've had to tell her, please stop. So I guess this is what happens when you just come out to universities and ask questions. You have to be escorted back to your car by police because, you know, people can't act like adults.
They're the bull.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.